VMN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Just your calls and comments. The show is full of it. Call now. We're here. We like it. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. You should have us on speed dial, 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. That way, you'll be able to talk to us faster.
Immediately. And before we go to Sydney in St. Paul, Minnesota, who's on the phone, I'm going to finish reading Char's email, but let me start from the beginning of it. This is Char from Phoenix, Arizona. Hello. First of all, I want to thank Lee for her advice for the entrepreneur segments through email. I find them very helpful. I also want to say this last eBay radio conference was my first, and we were so excited about how the event turned out, how everyone was so approachable and giving of different information. I am also an education specialist and am bringing a couple of students with me this year. Last year, we went sourcing up there and back and had a wonderful time. Thanks for all your hard work. Thank you so much, Char. We're asking people to either write us or call in and tell us what you liked about the eBay radio party and conferences that have happened in the past. Sydney, St. Paul, Minnesota, user ID Sydney Sidco. Hey, Sydney, what's your question or comment?
Hi. I would like to announce a meetup in Minneapolis or Minnesota.
Terrific.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's so nice to talk to you again. Sorry, really quickly. I went to the eBay radio party last year. It was a blast.
Thank you. Did you learn from it? Did you feel that you came away learning a few tips that you can use in your business?
It's definitely an inspiration.
It just gets
the fire under your, you know what.
It does. The fire in your butt. I get it. And there's also a lot of eBay employees there. We had 30-something there last year. And they mix and mingle and help people. And Griff, we're going to ask customer service to come back again.
Yes, I hope
that was a lot of fun. So if we had your studio set up and customer service, oh boy, we'd really have a thing going there.
Yeah, we would. We'd do great.
You know what we should ask? We should ask the USP place or the business office in there if they can be part of this.
The what?
Well, the business office in the hotel. You know, you take the pictures with Griff's setup.
All right.
You list it.
Yes.
And if somebody buys it while you're there, your little Vegas charm bracelet or whatever, you can mail it right from Vegas.
Fantastic.
I like it. I like it a lot. Okay. Were we still... Sydney, I'm sorry. Where were we with Sydney, Griff? I didn't get any sleep. This is what
she's
happens.
She's doing a meetup group.
This is what happens. Okay, give us your meetup group.
Okay, Tuesday, February 4th, we are going to a warehouse to look at the products that they have. It's in Plymouth, Minnesota. And you can RSVP on meetup.com.
And what is it on meetup.com? What are you called? Meetup.com?
Minneapolis St. Paul eBay Sellers Group.
St. Paul eBay Sellers Group. Would you also send me this by email?
Absolutely.
I would appreciate it because I type it up right now in our write-ups for the archives, but sometimes I get things wrong.
Okay? I got it. I typed it up too.
So you're going to this warehouse. So what is the warehouse?
They get grocery store returns, mainly other types of returns. There's everything in the kitchen sink there. There's mechanical parts or whatever. What do you call those? Like appliances, and there's sweaters and a bunch of clothing. There's also return food, but not as much when you think grocery store returns. It's maybe like 15% of the warehouse.
Is this a chain, or do they have them in different cities and they're called different things? Or Griff, are you familiar with what she's talking about?
I do, yeah.
They're banana boxes.
Banana boxes, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Very interesting. Well, let us know how it goes, will you, Sydney?
Sure.
Thank you very much, and I'll put it in the write-up tonight. It'll be up on our site, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your call. Our number is 888-RADIO-30. Do you have page 13 in front of you, Griff?
I had it, and then I lost it because we went... Every time I go to the page, I end up messing up my other pages. So let me do this better here. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, this is top tips for clearing out last year's stock. So... Okay. Why don't you start reading the first paragraph up there?
If it's not selling stateside, go worldwide. There are millions of eager buyers around the world. So if you have slow-moving inventory that's currently U.S. only, consider making those items available internationally. The simplest way is with the Global Shipping Program on eBay, as the program makes international selling as easy as domestic.
We're reading Jeremy Hainline's eBay for Business blog, called Top Tips for Clearing Out Last Year's Stock. And the next one is add best offer to your fixed price listings. Free. Best offer is an easy, affordable way to clear out your 2013 inventory. Buyers are often willing to pay an amount just below your original asking price. To save time when using best offer, consider using the auto decline and auto accept features. They'll automatically turn down offers that are below your minimum price or accept offers that are within your preferred price range.
Put slow-moving merchandise on sale with Markdown Manager, one of the many tools included with an eBay store subscription. Markdown Manager is a quick and easy way to offer price discounts and free shipping. You can decide what goes on sale and when. You can apply discounts to your store listings on either specific items, individual items, or categories of items. You can offer limited-time free shipping on fixed-price or auction-style listings with zero bids and more. Check out the quick tutorial on the site for more information. I'm not sure where you go to view this tutorial, but I'm sure it's there.
If you go to the eBay for Business blog, he probably has a link.
Go to that blog. Go there now.
Go to the blog because I'm sure that was a link probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So the last one is share your sale items via social media. As a consumer who wears many hats, parent, musician, record collector, I'm on 24/7 lookout for great deals from diapers to distortion pedals to Devo records. I also follow a ton of stores, sellers, and brands on Facebook and Twitter. And when a great deal pops up in my feed, I almost always check it out and very often buy, even when I wasn't actively shopping. So those are some great tips. Again, Jeremy Hainline, writing for the eBay for Business blog. So is he the main eBay for Business blog guy?
Yes, no, he isn't.
Oh, there are more people.
He's just one of the writers. Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
So I've been searching for this Minneapolis-St. Paul meetup group. I can't find it.
She said it was Minneapolis-St. Paul eBay Sellers Group. Is that what you put in?
Yeah, I am putting that in on Meetup. eBay Sellers Group, and it's not showing up. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So we need to, if you could send us the link in an email, that would be helpful.
Yeah, send me the link so I can put it where it belongs.
Okay. And now we're going back to what we were doing, which was...
So people are already knocking on the door to sign up for the eBay Radio Party. Yeah. We don't have registration open yet. That will be opened shortly.
Shortly.
Yes.
It'll be there shortly.
Patty, Long Beach, California, user ID... Woo Hoo Depot. Hi, Patty. What's your question or comment today?
Hi.
How you doing, honey?
Oh, we're doing great here. I just got back from exchanging my phone, and I, for the very first time, was listening to eBay Radio on my new phone while I was arbitraging, which was fun.
We love to hear that.
She's a multitasker.
I am. So now I'm multitasking that. Just went to nudge Griff that I would love to have you come speak, and I've emailed you a couple times, but I think they got lost.
No, they didn't. It's actually in my queue. I can't really commit yet because we're working out our event schedule for the year.
Okay.
So I'm getting requests to appear at events, and I haven't been able to respond yet because we have to settle that calendar before I can say yes or no.
And this man tells me nothing. So if you book Griff, please let me know so we can promote it for you.
I will. Because I give him first choice because I've got Jeff Michaud is coming and February, and I've got Stamps.com coming this next Tuesday. And then Danny Ackerman is going to come speak to us. And I told her, well, Griff gets first choice, and so she's going to do that. And then Chris Taylor from Page Mage is going to come down. And I've got another new group that is called Move Forward, something to do about another shipping helper and other folks coming. So I'm getting very excited. But
so you need Griff. To let me know when you book
first
Griff.
First choice is Griff.
Okay, because when you book Griff, I have to help market it for you.
I know. So that's why I'm not nagging, hopefully. I'm just nudging.
Yes, yeah. Well, and you've sent him emails, so he has you on the list, right?
Okay, great. Well, then, I guess I'll just go ahead and start filling out my calendar, and then if I have to kick somebody off for Griff, I will.
Oh. Can you imagine kicking it. Danny Ackerman off for Griff?
Well, you know,
let's not even go there.
Don't even go there.
They're all aware. No, she's already aware. She's already aware that if Griff, because I've got her for April, and if Griff decides he needs April, then Griff gets April.
Oh, God, his head is so big now.
Okay.
Not
well, Patty, thank you. I'll let you know as soon
thank
as I can.
Thank you,
I
Patty. I appreciate your call.
This segment was brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. Up next, your last chance this week to call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We're talking eBay radios. Ask Griffin Lee.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome. But you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial, and here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool, and it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
We're always searching out interesting and relevant guests for our show with the goal of helping our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then click on the tab that says Be a Guest and fill out the web form to apply. We'll get back to you ASAP, and maybe we'll be seeing you soon on the radio.
Cross-selling entices buyers into purchasing more of what you're selling. Unlike other cross-selling tools, Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you choose the exact items to promote. Selling silver earrings? Put jewelry boxes in your Smart Gallery. Selling shoes? Display matching handbags. Smart Gallery is a free eBay app. Feature related products or advertise your most profitable ones. Get started now with Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 232.
Devin Wettig is president of eBay Marketplaces and stopped by the eBay studios to talk about improving the eBay experience.
The number one thing you can do to improve your status on eBay, to improve your traffic, to improve your search rankings, to improve, is to deliver great buyer experiences. If you deliver good buyer experiences, if you have great descriptions of your items, if the items are shipped on time, if they are what people think they're getting, then you will improve your business over time. That basic philosophy snakes its way through a lot of the mechanisms that run eBay, is that we try to favor people that buyers value.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show is a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. You've still got time to call us at 888-723-4630. And I think our good friend Jay Charles just may have cleared up some mystery here. So when I was on the meetup site searching for the Minneapolis-St. Paul eBay seller group, it says there is none. That's because the URL says that, but the name of the group is the Minnesota Online Sellers and Entrepreneurs. So meetup doesn't really connect the two. When I searched for those words, Minneapolis-St. Paul eBay sellers group, it returns a note that says there are none.
Well, if you go to our archive site, you can either click on the big blue archive button.
Yes.
Or you can type in voicemarketingradio.com.
Yes.
You will see tabs at the top. One of them yes. says seller resources. Hover over it. Click on seller groups.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, and it's there.
And it's there.
The problem was if you're going to Meetup and you search for the words that we were given, Meetup doesn't connect those to the actual name of the seller group, even though those are in the Meetup URL. The Meetup.com URL says meetup.com/Minneapolis-St. Paul eBay sellers group. Of course, with hyphens in between each word.
With hyphens between each word.
And when you search for that on the Meetup group site, it gives you zero results. If you say eBay, you use the word search for eBay in the Minnesota area, it comes up, but it doesn't say eBay or sellers group in the name of the group. It's the Minnesota Online Sellers and Entrepreneurs.
So what I did was I typed in meetup.com/ Minneapolis-St. Paul-eBay-sellers
because you
group.
Knew to do that.
Right. Well, I'm just... God. Jeez.
Go see what he wants.
I'm not even going.
All right.
I'm not even going to answer the door. But I get the drift of what you mean. There are many ways to get there. There are many roads.
No, there's only one way.
Oh, God.
The right way. All the other ways I tried were wrong.
So it says here, Minnesota Online Sellers and Entrepreneurs.
Right. Which isn't the same as Minneapolis,
St.
Paul.
But she gave
Paul,
it the
eBay
name
sellers
of many.
Group.
Yeah, okay. I see what she did.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no group called the Minneapolis-St. Paul eBay Sellers Group. It's called the Minnesota
Online
Sellers.
Even though that's what the URL says. When
even though that's what
there.
The URL, it doesn't matter. Meetup has...
Got it.
It's, we are not one to question the ways of meetup.com.
No, we're not.
We would never
dream. And of course, it's
of.
John Charles, so we want to give him every bit of help we can.
That's right.
That's right. Any seller group that you're starting, please let eBay Radio know about it so we can put you in our little thing here that we have, a little tab. It's a good thing, Griff.
Everything is a good thing.
Yes.
Well, another Thursday is coming to an end. There's hardly any time to call, but you could call us at 888-723-4630 if you were so inclined. If you are want to do, you can call us at 888-723-4630, or you can hold your tongue till Tuesday. It's up to you. You let me know.
We'll take either one.
Yeah, whatever you can hand us. We're happy.
So we're already working on the guest list for Tuesday, of course.
Okay.
Every Tuesday, if you're new to eBay Radio, every Tuesday we have guests on for the first two segments of each hour and then the second two segments of each of the 3 hours. We do 3 hours on Tuesday.
Is oh
your,
my God.
Are your calls, call-ins.
Guess who died?
Oh, no.
The professor from Gilligan's Island.
Oh.
He was 89 years old.
Well, and then he lived a good life.
Russell Johnson. It's such a shock. He was 89. You know, that means Marianne's not too far behind. Are there any people left on that island? I think they're all dead now, right?
Well, is he dead? Gilligan?
Gilligan's dead, isn't
oh,
he?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, Gilligan's dead. The Skip is dead. Lovey's dead. Thurston Howell is dead. No, Tina Louise is still alive. I know that.
Well, you're just a bag of happiness.
I am, aren't I?
Really?
They're dropping like flies.
So what was Gilligan's
Island?
What was Gilligan's... let's put Gilligan's Island into eBay, into the search and see what happens here.
All right, go ahead.
Bob Denver.
Bob Denver. I think he's dead.
Gilligan's Island.
Is Bob Denver dead? Ask the Google. Oh, great Google. I have a question for you. Is Bob Denver dead?
Is Bob Denver
and it says
alive?
Here.
I take the September 2nd, 2005, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Bob Denver died.
But
he died on September 2nd, 2005.
Who did?
Bob Denver.
Oh, okay, so he's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah. And now the professor's gone.
Okay.
We do, and Tina Louise is still here.
Does that mean life as we know it is over?
No, it just means that.
The names Roy Hinckley, Eunice Wentworth, Jonas, and Willie would not ring a bell for anyone but the most savvy TV viewers from the 1960s. However, if I were to mention the professor, Mrs. Howell, the skipper, and Gilligan, anyone would immediately recognize it.
That's right.
Was
what
on,
a ridiculous
on
show
from 64 to 1967. Seven castaways stuck together on an uncharted island. Oh, Lost was an update of that.
Now Lost makes sense.
Oh, I get it now.
It was a weird dream that Bob Denver had while he was alive. Anyway, Russell Johnson, the actor who played the professor, has left the island.
Well, there's 1,998 results for Gilligan's Island.
Well, it's a popular thing now, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm. Lots of books. Well,
hey, you listen to eBay Radio, you'll get all the latest news.
Well, isn't there a movie coming out?
The Gilligan's Island movie?
Yeah.
I hope not.
Yes, no, a new TV show? I heard something.
I hope not. Everything is recycled.
Here's an 8x10 photo listed on eBay, autographed by Bob Denver.
Bob Denver.
$16.99 one bid.
I always get him mixed up with Larry Storch.
Hey, I'll see you Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We'll be live on Tuesday, January 21st, 2014. Tune in then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global food for thought.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
I'm a buyer and a seller on eBay. When I receive items that have been packed carefully, it says a lot about the person who sent it. And when I send items to my customers, I take the time to wrap them carefully. And I know just where to go for all of my shipping supplies. There's truly only one place, BubbleFast. They're family-owned and operated, and they care about getting your supplies to you promptly. And if you're not sure about what you need, give them a call, and if by chance they don't have what you need, they'll do their very best to help you find it. BubbleFast are top-rated sellers and have been providing shipping supplies to the eBay community since 1999. BubbleFast has bubble mailers and bubble cushioning, foam rolls, packing peanuts, boxes, tape, and one of my favorite products is the famous box sizer tool that easily cuts boxes to the exact size I need. Most of their customers are eBay sellers, and they're successful because they listen to their customers. Call BubbleFast now, toll-free 877-599-SHIP. That's 877-599-SHIP. BubbleFast for all of your shipping supplies.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay Radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griff and Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay Radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.